We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Field 2. Swinging a high fly ball, deep right field, back of the Judge, at the wall, he looks up, and it is gone! Reese McGuire has hit a three-run homer to put the Red Sox ahead 4-3.
Here's the pitch, swinging a high pop fly, right center field, not all that deep. Kike coming in to make the catch, and here comes the runner home, the throw is way offline. We're tied at four. Medium depth right center, but he didn't have a very good angle.
He did not do his best job. In fact, he tried to circle around it, but then misjudged it and had to reach back over his head and then sort of sailed the throw.
Yeah, sort of threw it flat-footed, and it was well up the third baseline, not in time anyway. So Bader ties it at four. No win for Walker.
Hort from the belt. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the left side into the outfield, a base hit. Marwin Gonzalez being waved home. Pham's throw is late. Head first slide. Yankees win it. 5-4 in the Bronx. Another extra innings loss for the Red Sox.
I mean, what are you going to do? KJ, Red Sox Review, thank you so much for hanging out on WEEI. This hour brought to you by the cleanup and restoration specialist at Serve Pro. Call 1-800-SERVE-PRO. The Red Sox got served up by the Red Sox in extra innings, 5-4. And producer Joe, as soon as Joe Castiglione said that Caleb Ort was in the game, what were the first words out of my mouth off the air?
You said game over.
Game over. So, like, look, I hate to be petty at this point, but I'm just going to call it as I see it. Soon as Caleb Ort stood in that, got on that mound, you could almost see the body language kind of like, oh, wow, you know, I guess I'm the second to last guy left in this Squid Games thing. You know, like, come on, you just knew what was going to happen. 617-779-7937, the text line, 37937. Yankees win, they clinch a playoff spot. But Aaron Judge didn't get a home run. And this is really where I am right now. Like, what I want to see out of the series is Xander stay in the batting title hunt. Brian Bello, like, go lights out Sunday night on national television. And Aaron Judge not to hit 61 until next Monday. That's all. Look, when they say manage expectations, what happens when you have them under the walk, the bump out, walk out basement, you know, the crawl space underneath the crawl space. That's where my expectation is for this series. 2-2, I would say pop some champagne, but a loss tonight. And look, it shouldn't have been a loss. When Reese McGuire goes deep, I'm like, yeah, see, that's why you get rid of Paulecki and you've got a lead going into the ninth. And then Barnes comes in and then by the time it's over, there isn't a lead anymore. The stolen base call, you know, I mean, it was very close. I looked at the replay a couple of times. I was like, okay, he was safe. But for a second, it felt good. You're like, wow, a catcher who's hitting home runs and throwing out base runners. This is great. This is above my expectations for this series. Caleb Ort got on that mound. It was all over. And so, yeah, I'm just like on like a total petty tour. Tom Petty, Petty Tendergrass. You call it what you will. Petticoat Junction. My whole thesis through this weekend is do not let Aaron Judge hit 61. Not with Red Sox players in the middle of it. And, of course, you know all the stuff is going to be replayed over and over again. And what if it's Caleb Ward out there? You know, Strom out there. Like, oh, gosh. Stuff that lives in infamy, because what makes it worse about Judge beating this home run record, it would be the American League home run record as well, right? So there would be something tied to the league. Like if it was Vlad Guerrero, you'd be like, you know, oh, okay, the kid's coming up and let's try and challenge him, you know, kind of like the, you know, kind of like the Brett Favre laying down for the stray hand sack. Now be careful when I say Brett Favre's name. It's kind of like mess right now. But look, like, why would I care anything else about this Yankee series knowing that the Red Sox are going less than nowhere this year? Then others seeing Brian Bello show some dominance Sunday night, see Xander stay in the race for the batting title, which he's behind now, and not see Aaron Judge hit 61 against the Red Sox. I don't think that's too much to ask. In fact, I'm so petty, I made a song about it. So to Tom Petty's "Don't Come Around Here No More," this is "Don't Pitch to Aaron Judge No More." Hit it, Joe.
Yeah, I'm about to be a little Tom Petty here, because after everything the Sox been through this year, the last thing you want to see is Aaron Judge get 61 against the Sox.
Don't pitch to Aaron Judge no more.
Yo, the Sox can't give up 61 and 62.
Sliders in the ground, not back door.
He's looking to kill those.
Fastballs is what he's looking for.
Don't be a hero. We don't want to see a celebration.
Yo.
Don't pitch to Aaron Judge no more.
Please, Sox, please don't make it more painful.
Don't give it up. They'll play 61 in slow motion.
Oh, God.
Don't give it up. ESPN rub themselves in lotion.
Disgusting.
Don't give it up.
Look, Sox, beat Tom Petty all you want. Walk the dude 36 times this weekend. I don't care. I just don't want to see some random journeyman in some high-numbered Red Sox uniform in some commemorative photo of Judge hitting 61.
Don't pitch to Aaron Judge no more.
Yo, the Sox can't give up 61 and 62.
Sliders in the ground, not back door.
He's looking to kill those.
Fastballs is what he's looking for.
Don't be a hero. We don't want to see a celebration.
Don't pitch to Aaron Judge no more.
No more. No more.
Please. No. Please.
Don't do
don't.
It. Don't do it. Yeah, don't pitch to Aaron Judge no more. I mean, literally, an entire area of the country's heart nearly stopped when Matt Barnes throws a high fastball. Like, what?
Did you notice how the camera, like, played it? Like, on Fox, they, like, showed the big screen, then they just quickly go down, and it's an easy catch for Kike.
Well, but it wasn't an easy catch for people to catch their breaths seeing that ball go up in the air. Because you're thinking, like, my God. At least, Matt, you know, Matt Barnes, you've been here a little bit of time. Like, if it's one of these Worcester kids, you can understand that. You can understand it a little bit if it was a Worcester kid. If it was Caleb Ward up there, it would have gone over the fence. Let's go to Ken. Thank you so much for calling Red Sox Review, 617-779-7937. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I wonder why any of these Red Sox free agents want to come back here. When Cora, they battle for 10 innings, they go ahead, and then he brings in Caleb Ward. You got to be kidding me.
Well, I mean, you did bring in Matt. Well, you wait a minute now. You did bring in Matt Barnes before that, and Matt Barnes almost made history. The game would still be going on right now if that fastball was just a little higher. Just a little higher.
Yeah,
Who was left? Who was left who was left in the bullpen? Who did you want to see come out of the bullpen?
Anybody but Caleb Ward. He's awful. Two pitches, game over. You thought the same thing I did. Oh, my God, not Caleb Ward.
Yeah, but you know what I said to myself as well? It wasn't going to be Aaron Judge ending the game. Like, if there's, like, a hierarchy of where my head is for this four-game series, number one, Do not let Aaron Judge get 61-62. Number two, man, Brian Bello, we'd love to see you at 10 strikeouts, maybe even 12 or 13 on Sunday night on a team that's frustrated because Aaron Judge hasn't hit that home run. I hope the Yankees have to shell out another $20,000 just for the Maris family to still hang out in New York. Though if John Sterling stayed on the call, he probably says that Aaron Judge has hit 64-65 tonight. Okay, I got to be careful. That's a sister station. But thank you so much for the call, Ken. Yeah, as soon as Caleb Ord came in the game, I was like, game over. At least you won't have to worry about Judge coming back in a couple innings, which they were talking about on the broadcast. Like, hey, if they can get this to the 11th, you know, Judge will come back to the plate. I'm like, Caleb Ord is out there right now. Hold my beer. This is over. In fact, let me go ahead and put the kids to bed because I know what the results are going to be in 4 minutes. I'm just managing my expectations here. All right, still to come, an abbreviated version of late night. The Celtics have sent down a punishment for Ime Udoka. I've got some insight on that. Plus, the Patriots getting ready for the Ravens. We'll hear from Belichick, Mac Jones, Devin McCourty. Continue to hang out. KJ here on WEEI, but it's time to trend with Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.